Today's music begins with a familiar Lenten hymn, Beneath the Cross of Jesus, played on the chimes. Following is a prelude appropriate to the season, an adagio by Benedetto Marcello. Following are hymns reminding us of today's appointed gospel text, beginning with Let Us Hope When Hope Seems Hopeless, and the Church of Christ in Every Age, following the sermon. The anthem is a chanson from a suite by John Rutter, originally composed for flute, harpsichord, and strings, presented here in an arrangement for flute and piano, featuring St. John's own Grace Bruin. Our service concludes with a fantasy-like setting of our sermon hymn, presenting the earlier sung tune in a unique way.
As we begin, envision in your mind's eye the purple candle of hope that is lit on the communion table, shining its light to guide us through this season of Lent and through our time of worship today. It is important that you know that whenever or wherever we gather together to worship, and no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, it is our deep desire to meet you where you are, and to share God's love, God's light of hope with you. As we enter into this sacred time together, I want to invite you to join me in taking a deep and slow breath. Invite God's real presence of peace to fill you up as you inhale. And as you exhale, set aside all the worries and anxieties and busyness of this day, and join me as we reflect on today's theme. I have to admit that our theme this morning, Always Close, hits differently a year into a global pandemic, during which we have been encouraged to keep a safe distance. The thought of someone, anyone, being always close induces a bit of panic and also longing. This past Wednesday, we started back up with our Wednesday chime concerts for the season of Lent, and though it was a particularly sunny and springy day, it was the closeness of others that warmed me the most. There is no denying that this time has changed how we relate, especially physically, to one another. But my guess is that it has also changed how we relate spiritually to God. In a time of isolation and distance, I, and I know many of you, have taken great comfort in God's closeness in ways that you may not have before. God's closeness no longer feels like an eye of judgment or something we are aware of, but not really. But rather, God's closeness feels like a care-filled looking out, like that of a close neighbor or friend. God has become to us good company, a trusty companion, a conversation partner, a tear dryer, a lifesaver. God is always close. And as we continue to distance ourselves, and as we look to the day that we can once again venture into one another's bubbles, God's position of closeness will not change. My prayer is that we continue to feel and invite God's closeness in, no matter what. A closeness that we feel now as we gather to worship. In the name of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. invite you to join me in praying our prayer of confession out loud if you've got the words in front of you from our website or Facebook page, or simply by listening and praying along. Let us pray. Loving God, it has been so long since many of those closest to us have actually been close to us. We have gotten used to the feeling of being 6 feet from one another, and while we long for the day we can hug without thinking twice about it, there is a big part of us that still feels safer at a distance, both in body and in spirit. We confess that even in non-pandemic times, it is often easier to keep one another, and even you, at an arm's length. With closeness comes vulnerability, responsibility, accountability, and it can often leave us open to disappointment and hurt. When we are tempted to turn away, to disengage, to self-isolate our hearts, draw us closer, O God. Remind us that closeness also opens us up to experiencing firsthand the endless love, deep peace, and limitless hope of your presence in our lives. Amen. Friends, when we confess our sins, when we open ourselves up in vulnerability, when we dare to get closer, God does indeed meet us with love, with peace, with hope, and with endless grace. We are forgiven, loved, and free. May we accept and live into these gifts each day and every day, even as we offer them to others. Amen.
Our first scripture reading today comes from the Hebrew Scriptures, the book of Psalms, Psalm 22, beginning to read at verse 23. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you offspring of Jacob, glorify him. Stand in awe of him, all you offspring of Israel, for he did not despise or abhor the affliction of the afflicted. He did not hide his face from me, but heard when I cried to him. From you comes my praise in the great congregation. My vows I will pay before those who fear him. The poor shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him shall praise the Lord. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before him. For dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. To him indeed shall all who sleep in the earth bow down. Before him shall bow all who go down to the dust, and I shall live for him forever. Posterity will serve him. Future generations will be told about the Lord and proclaim his deliverance to a people yet unborn, saying that he has done it. And our gospel lesson today comes from the 8th chapter of Mark's gospel. Difficult words for Jesus to speak and for his audience to hear. Beginning to read at Mark chapter 8, verse 31. Then Jesus began to teach them that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He said all this quite openly. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples, Jesus rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." Jesus then called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "If you want to become my followers, let them deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life? Those who are ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, Of them the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. May God grant us wisdom beyond our own to understand these sobering and challenging words for our lives today. Amen.